Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him Radio Show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and the title of my message today is Our Own Worst Enemy. I want to tell y'all something funny that happened before I tell you the message. I was emailing back and forth with my friend, Brother Stephen, who has Expounder Ministries, and I believe that's at expounderministries.com. So he preaches the word too, and he and his wife live in Texas. We were friends. We were all friends when I was down there. And I told him in the email that, you know, he knew that Wilkins Radio had kicked me off and broke our contract. And then I told him in this email that I had not been able to post anything to my Faith Life page since around the time of the election. And so he wrote me back and he said, so you got kicked off two sites? He said, Wilkins Radio and Faith Life. He said, I'm so proud of you. He said, keep up the good work. I've been laughing about that ever since. Okay, on to our message. I was up very early Saturday morning reading Psalm 91, God's Shield of Protection. I've been having a lot of trouble sleeping lately, and that always tells me that my spirit is disturbed about something. But I was reading Peggy Joyce Ruth's book, Psalm 91, God's Shield of Protection, but I was reading the military edition. It was another one that I had bought in the same series. And suddenly I got the strongest urging. This is not the show that I was planning to do for y'all. I was planning to do a show about the supernatural experiences I've had with God, because I thought you'd be interested in that. And I've never shared a lot of those experiences. And suddenly I got the strongest urging in my spirit that this podcast needed to be about the power of our words. I've done a lot of teaching on that over the years. I usually teach on that at least once a year. It's something that I fought almost constantly for many years. Now that I'm older and quieter, not having to fight it as much, but in the early years of this ministry, it was a constant battle to reclaim my words from the enemy. So I was thinking, we know that a war is coming in America because the Lord has told us over and over that it is. War on our soil has not happened since the Civil War in the 1800s. And we have no idea what that will even be like or how to prepare other than spiritually, if you even can prepare, which, as it turns out, is what we need to do anyway, right? And can I just say, when war happens and it involves the people you love most, your children, your grandchildren, your family, and your friends, you will want to know how to pray effectively. And you need to know how to keep your words in line and how to speak life. All right? So, I read a great example of restraining your tongue on Crosswalk this week, crosswalk.com, by Debbie, I think you say her name, Przybyski, but I'm not sure. She said, on a trip to India, I took with me a book to read called A Chance to Die by Elizabeth Elliot about Amy Carmichael. She was a successful missionary in India who saved children out of child prostitution, a shining example of one who had learned to give up her own life and live for God alone. Amy had Christ-like character and godly speech. Every time I rode on those bumpy roads or had to go through hardship, I said to myself, "This is a chance to die to myself." I had many opportunities on that trip to remind myself again what God was doing inside me. He was teaching me humility and brokenness and developing my character. I was reminded in those moments to watch my tongue and speak words that would uplift and bless others. And when I did speak positively, God blessed even in the midst of hardship. When you're going through adversity, realize the tremendous power of your words and tell yourself, I will watch the words that come out of my mouth. This is a chance to die to myself and live for Jesus. Isn't that good? Let's face it, when we're going through something hard, we want to talk about it, especially us women, because we process everything verbally. It's just who we are. But that just means we need to work twice as hard to be sure we are observing Proverbs 14:1, which says, a wise woman builds her house, but the foolish plucks it down with her hands. Now, your house in that scripture is your where you abide, where you dwell. It's your atmosphere or your home or your family. And it says that a foolish woman will pluck it down with her hands. But that word hands also means power. So there is power in your tongue, and a foolish woman can pluck down and tear up her atmosphere with her words. A foolish man can do the same thing. Have you ever met a married couple where the wife constantly belittled the husband? If you have, then you have seen that power in action in a very negative way. And sometimes it's reversed and the husband belittles the wife. Either way, this is a horribly destructive pattern that can have very tragic consequences. Our words are far more powerful than we give them credit for. When I received the strong urging to do this podcast about the power of our words, I prayed and asked the Lord for some revelation to share, since I've already taught about this so many times. I always want to bring y'all a fresh word or at least a revelatory reminder to help you move forward in your walk in these dark times. Nobody needs a lukewarm, watery message right now, do they? We need strong meat to prepare us for the evil days to come. And that is what I try hard to bring you every week. So I prayed, and then I began typing up like sort of an outline about what I wanted to talk about. And as I was typing, God opened up a vision in my spirit. And I saw words coming out of my mouth, and each one as it exited would explode. They were like bombs. They were that strong, and your words are that strong too. Each word carries explosive power. So I want you to realize today that every single time you speak, you are waging war, either for the Lord and those you love and yourself, or for the enemy and his demons and all of hell. Which side you want to wage war on is up to you. We don't want to be our own worst enemies. Let's get our words on the right side of the battle. We don't want to be foolish Christians who pluck down our own houses with our words, do we? So I was reading this book, the Psalm 91 God's Shield of Protection, the military edition, on Saturday morning, and there is one of the stories in it that really stuck out to me was an experience by a lady who really understood the power of her words. This happened back during the Vietnam War. And her son was fighting in the war. She hadn't heard from him in a little while. You know, that happens when they're at war. You can go 6 weeks or you don't get a phone call because they're out in battle. They can't call. So one day she gets this big mail envelope in the mail and she opens it, and it's a letter of condolence on the loss of her son who had died in the Vietnam War. And it's got the senator's seal and everything on it. It's from her state senator. And she thought, nope, that's not what I'm believing for. That's an evil report, and I refuse to accept that. She did not tell anybody, which just amazed me, because usually it's women. Something like that happens. We're on the phone to 3 friends in the next 2 minutes, right? She did not tell a single person. She picked up the phone, and she called, I think it was the senator's office, and said, this is a mistake, and I want you to investigate it right now. It's wrong. It's not true. And she hung up the phone. And then she immediately went on the offensive. She started walking her house, and she started speaking just the opposite of what that letter had said. Whatever it was she had been praying over him, which I think was Psalm 91, she started walking around her house and saying it. It was over 2 hours, I think, before they called back to tell her, yes, we're so sorry, that was a mistake. For 2 hours, that woman did nothing but walk that house and pray and speak against the evil report. And I was just so amazed by that story because, I mean, she knew how to fight with her words, y'all. That shows you your words are a weapon, does it not? They are a weapon. Please understand that your words are a weapon. Most people would have fallen apart, called the free friends, called the husband, called, you know, whoever else, and told them about the letter they got and probably said, please pray for me. But this woman understood spiritual warfare. She knew that she had been standing for her son to be fine, not get hurt, and all that. And that if she let go of her faith on that, that was an open door for the enemy to come in and destroy. So it all turned out all right, but I agree with her. Her son wouldn't have been alive if she had if she had let down her guard that day and not fought back against that evil report. Those books of Psalm 91 by Peggy Joyce Ruth are full of stories like this. They build your faith. I've never read anything that built my faith so high as these two books. And the military edition, I especially like it. I like it even better than the first one. And these are on, by the way, these are on the JPH site, justpraisehim.today, in the bookstore tabs. There's a print bookstore tab and there's a Kindle bookstore tab. And I have both of these books in Kindle, and I already have one of them in print. I'm probably going to buy the military one in print too, because I think that is the kind of book you want to have on hand when everything falls apart, because that's what's going to help you. That and obviously your Bible. So we need to not only not say the wrong stuff, we also need to start saying the right stuff, okay? We don't want to leave a void there for the devil to run in and fill, okay? We all know that we are living in extremely uncertain times. Right now, cases of COVID-19 are escalating. They will likely escalate a lot more after the holidays because people will refuse not to gather. And even in the remote area where I live, people have died from it. And, there are other events too. We know that we have the riots going on in cities across the nation and things like that. And there's still, crime hasn't gone away either, or drug addiction. The newspaper here reported that in late October, 30 minutes away, a horrific series of knife attacks on women occurred, which is so unsettling. Am I the only person who feels like the whole world has just gone insane? I mean, every day it's so surreal to me. So anyway, we have evil, crimes happening, even to our most vulnerable people in this nation. We have the bloody riots in our streets and insanity in the White House. Nothing's normal anymore. And the Lord told us when this pandemic started that this one is a dress rehearsal for what is coming. That's not a very calming thought either. I was at the grocery store a couple of days ago and about to get out of my truck when I glanced up as another vehicle pulled in real close to me, and the driver was already wearing his mask. And I thought, oh, I gotta put my mask on. And as I was putting that on, I was looking around and I thought, what a sad holiday this makes for this the atmosphere of a deadly pandemic and people dying everywhere. And already you can see a few Christmas decorations going up, but I don't see any joy in anybody anymore. Anywhere. There's just no joy, no laughter, no, there doesn't seem to be any celebration. And it makes you wonder what Christmas is going to be like, and worse, what's 2021 going to bring, and should we even ask? I think this is going to make for a dark winter, a sad winter. And I've decided I'm going to spend it going even deeper into God's holy word. His word is going to be my place of refuge. He will be my shield in all of this. His faithfulness is my shield and buckler in a world where nothing feels safe anymore. I don't know what else we can really do but draw closer to him, closer to his sheltering wings. I don't want to waste time and energy worrying about break-ins and attacks and, deadly pandemic diseases. The Lord has already protected me against one break-in the first winter I lived in this house. I want to read you something from this Psalm 91, the military edition, because I love the way it's worded. It says, "If we find ourselves being afraid of the terror by night, that is our barometer, letting us know we are not dwelling and abiding up close to the Lord in the shelter of the Most High and believing his promises. Fear comes in when we are confessing things other than what God has said." And she said, "Let that fear be a reminder to repent." Isn't that good? I just love that. Fear comes in when we are confessing things other than what God has said. So I get lots of emails from people who are, thinking about all these things that we talk about and that the Lord tells about us about in the words. And we know, about the war that's coming because of that. And the thought of war and all its destruction overrunning our homes and our nations brings no small amount of anxiety, and it can bring fear, right? That's a normal human response if we don't stop it. And with fear and anxiety, anxiety over, you know, how will we survive and how will we protect those we love? You know, if we let that get started, it'll take over our minds. And what consumes your mind controls your life. What consumes your mind will control your life. That, I don't remember where I found that saying, but it's true. Because we know when we decree a thing, it is established. Speaking is decreeing. We just need to retrain our minds and our mouths to not voice what is negative or fearful. Okay? There are days when I battle that all day long, especially if illness is trying to manifest in my body or something financially terrifying is going on. When this anxiety attacks us and attacks our minds, we need to be sure it does not come out of our mouth as well. That's what I'm saying. Because when something negative is happening to us in the natural, it is that much more important that we do not establish it by decreeing it, by speaking it. We need to establish instead what God's word says about that situation. Last week, I was fighting a sore throat all week long. So I had this tea that Nicole told me to get called Throat Coat. It's really good. And I drink that, and I was declaring my healing in my prayer and time, and I was saying, you know, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed, and all the healing things. And God backed up his word like he always did, and it went away. And it's still gone. The Lord has told us again and again and again not to wait until what is coming, to draw near to him, to delve into his word, to learn the promises. If you don't know any of the promises, when something like that hits you, you're not having anything to fight with. Can I just tell you that? I've told y'all that before, y'all know. And I can tell you from past experience, when I went through that horrible financial wilderness in 2009 and 10, that when you are terrified, that is no time to try to muster up your faith. It won't work. It will not work because the fear is taking over the whole area and faith can't get in there. Faith is your shield against those times. It is your shield against that fear, against that anxiety, okay? If you don't build up your faith, then when the enemy sends a hit against you or your family, you will have no shield and you will get hit hard if he has his way. And the Lord says to tell all of you right now that Satan is right this minute planning his next attack on you and the people you love most. What are you going to do about it? There are countless stories of God's protection through Psalm 91 that are in those two books by Peggy Joyce Ruth. The ones in the military edition are my favorites so far. I highly, highly, you can get that in a pocket size that you can carry with you. Or you can get either one of those books on Kindle and put them on your phone. You can read them at lunchtime when you're at work. You can read them when you're waiting at the doctor's office or you're waiting in line at the grocery store, whatever. If you don't make some time now, you're going to wish you did. Our world is falling apart, y'all. It's falling apart. Nicole told me something this morning on the phone that it was just jaw-dropping. She said she was posting about it on her blog, which is http://wingsofwarfare.blogspot.com, and it has to do with the world order, the one world order being established and what they're working on right now. Can you not see what is coming? Are you going to stick your head in the sand until it's too late? If you do, you're going to have to watch as terrible things happen to the people you love or endure them yourself. God has given us weapons more powerful than any weapon on earth. Any weapon. Psalm 91 has protected men out in the open that were taking machine gun fire from multiple guns. The stories in these books will build your faith like nothing you have ever read in your life. I mean, the only thing that builds your faith that much besides these books is the Bible. The Bible does, obviously. But Peggy Joyce Ruth also has some really good revelation on Psalm 91, which I desperately needed. And you're learning about this. I'm starting to try to memorize that psalm again. You learning about this is literally a matter of life and death. If you have that psalm memorized, and when something comes against you, that psalm's going to come out of your mouth, and it's going to answer that situation, and it's going to cast it down, and it's going to have no power against you. But you have to know the psalm and have revelation in your heart that it is true, and God will back it up if you want that to work. That's why you have to start in this now. It is your choice. There was I don't remember if it was the machine gun story or another story, but there were these men that were in battle and they were being attacked and they were taking heavy fire. And they had all made an agreement to pray Psalm 91 together each day. And they started shouting in the battle. They started shouting Psalm 91. And I just was like, wow. I have shouted in some battles before, and it brings you breakthrough because you release so much faith when you shout at the devil like that. Since I lived in this house where I fought spider wars and wasp wars and all kinds of other wars that I never had to fight before, I've learned to shout at the enemy, y'all. Shouting God's word brings breakthrough. It does. Our mighty God always watches over his word to perform it. As I was working on this sermon in the wee hours of Monday, yesterday, the Lord began to speak this word to me for all of you. The text of this word will be published on the JPH site as Friday's word. My children, war is coming sooner than you think. Already an army has been raised. Behind the scenes, the enemy has scores of the wicked working against you, planning your demise. You must seek refuge in my holy word to know what to do. There is no more time to play. You are not able to defend yourselves against these attacks, much less your loved ones. I implore you to seek your protection in my word now before it is too late. The time when it will be too late approaches very quickly. You know, it's very rare when I'm writing a sermon and God speaks a word to the people that I'm preaching to. Very seldom ever, once a year or less. So I want y'all to remember, our words carry atomic level power that explodes out of our voice to go forth and do either good or evil. They speak life or they speak death. And we will give account at judgment for those words. Make no mistake about that. I want you to start working on memorizing whatever promises you're going to do battle with, whether that's Psalm 91 or something else. I highly recommend Psalm 91 because it's known as the Psalm of Protection. It's not a mistake that men who are in active war, who are going to the front lines, it's no coincidence that that is the psalm that they confess, that that's what they pray, and that that's what their mamas at home pray over them, and then everybody else in their company may get killed and they live and they're uninjured. That's because of the power in that psalm. It's a weapon. You want to be armed for what's coming? There's your weapon. But if you don't know it in your heart and you don't have any revelation of its power, you have no weapon. I mean, if someone attacks you, I hate to tell you, but they're not going to wait for you to pull out your Bible and look up that psalm and read it out loud and hope that it works, okay? I'm just saying, y'all need to think about this. I am trying to help you. I'm trying to prepare you as well as I know how for what is coming because I don't want you to be afraid. I don't want you to have anxiety and develop an ulcer between now and then being afraid of it or worrying about what's going to happen. Prepare yourself. Arm up. Put your armor on every day. Recite this psalm 2 or 3 times a day. Commit it to memory. Fight with it when you have a situation in your own life. Learn how to do battle with his word and you won't have anything to be afraid of. That's all I have for y'all this week. I hope this has been a help to you. And I hope that y'all all have a very lovely and joyful Thanksgiving. Jesus bless you. Thanks for listening. Y'all have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination.
Does your life feel like it's falling apart around you? Are multiple things going wrong all at once? Does it seem all your comforts have been stripped away? you may have entered the wilderness. Wilderness experiences are often times of great discomfort and lack. Every Christian must pass through the desert on the way to their promised land. Find out how to go from surviving to thriving by partnering with God as He leads you in the path that will strengthen your faith and prepare you to step into your destiny. The Wilderness Companion will help you find out why you have been led into the wilderness. Find out the biggest hindrances to receiving the provision you need in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Learn how to partner with God in His purposes for you in the desert seasons. Get your copy of The Wilderness Companion today. The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax on Amazon.com in print, Kindle, or audiobook.
Sidewalk Flowers Volume 1 is a collection of 58 short inspirational readings that will uplift, comfort, and encourage readers from every walk of life. Sidewalk Flowers includes inspirational tales and topics taken from the lives of everyday people who exhibited extraordinary wisdom, kindness, and courage while traveling the sidewalks of life. Get your copy of Sidewalk Flowers Volume 1 today, available in print and new audiobook. Sidewalk Flowers, Volume 1 by Glenda Lomax, available on Amazon.com in print or new audiobook.
There is no one on earth who has not been wronged at some time in their life. Everyone has a story to tell. Everyone has been hurt by someone. The pain you have suffered does not make you special. It is what you do with that pain that sets you apart. Life can make you bitter or it can make you better. You choose. The only difference between the two is the I.
Do you know someone who is going through a wilderness season right now? Have you heard about the Wilderness Companion Study Guide? It's a workbook with 41 lessons, including new stories from the wilderness and questions to help you work through your own wilderness experience. Read each lesson, then complete the questions to apply the lesson to your own wilderness experience. Get your copy of the Wilderness Companion Study Guide today and get one for a friend. Available now on Amazon.com. The Wilderness Companion Study Guide by Glenda Lomax, available on Amazon.com.